Hey folks, it's Russell Hill here from the KOP News Desk, and it's time for your KOPRadio.com news break for April 17th, 2024.
Bay City Police detained two teenagers on Tuesday accused of robbing a woman who was walking home from a restaurant, and they did it in broad daylight, according to authorities. Bay City Police Lieutenant Irene Kiergaard said a 59-year-old woman told officers she was walking home from the Diamond S restaurant about 2:47 p.m. and was in the 1700 block of Baywood when two men wearing ski masks approached her, demanded she handed over her belongings, and threatened to shoot her. Kiergaard said other officers went on the scene and continued searching the area. While one officer spoke with the victim, others were then able to locate the two suspects. Police arrested 17-year-old Dontre M. Brown of Bay City. He was taken to the Matagorda County Jail, booked on a charge of aggravated robbery and unlawful carrying of a weapon. Kiergaard said the second suspect is a 15-year-old juvenile who was taken to the Victoria Juvenile Detention Center and is facing charges of aggravated robbery. Brown is being held on a total combined bond of $51,500, according to online jail records. Kiergaard said the investigation is still ongoing. Anybody with information encouraged to contact Detective Chris Cunningham, 979-323-1191. Wharton City Council would rather not allow out-of-town businesses to get variances on billboard advertising for size and location. No action was taken, which effectively rejected a Houston advertising company's request for variances to allow the construction of two large billboards in the city limits. Monday night at its regular meeting, Rusty Reichel made the request on behalf of SignAd Outdoor, hoping to put up two billboards that would exceed city ordinances by size of the sign itself and its location in relation to other properties and roadways. The proposed sites were the Diamond Mini Mart on FM 102 and Milam Donut Shop on Milam and Alabama, there in Wharton. A previously proposed location on North Richmond Road had been withdrawn by Reichel. City building official Claudia Vasquez said the Planning Commission recommended council not grant the requested variances for the remaining two proposals. Vasquez said the commission's concern is about the type of advertisement displayed on these signs and how they might impact local businesses. The commission recommended that Reichel have a smaller sign and lower to the ground to bring the signs closer to the current ordinance. But despite the recommendation, Reichel elected to proceed with his request to council, saying lowering the sign from its proposed height of 40 feet would make it an easy target for vandals. Reichel said he wasn't requesting variances to be flippant about Wharton's codes, but was just trying to enhance the city of Wharton. No council member made a motion to approve the request, and it died for lack of motion. Councilman Terry Freeze said his concern is that anybody could advertise on the proposed sign. Councilman Burnell Neal said he was concerned with the overall size of the requested signs. The city of Bay City has accepted a proposal to revitalize the former Texas Theater and adjacent building downtown after nearly a full year of assessment by investors. Executive Director of the Bay City Community Development Corporation, Jessica Russell, says Bay City Council is set to discuss and vote on the project in an upcoming meeting. Last operated as Rhema Fellowship Church, the building has been owned by the city since 2016 and has sat vacant for the last 8 years. Russell presented a depiction of what the future could look like for the theater and, through council, said they could not support the project financially, but they could look at an agreement between entities to transform the space. The idea is to revitalize the historic building by renovating the interior and exterior into a space that'll provide offices and retail spaces with apartments above for downtown living. Russell said originally the building was looked at to become home for Community Actors of Southeast Texas, called CAST, but since then they found another building and have grown exponentially, so there's no need for that to become CAST's home. She said nobody else picked up the torch, and the building has had no purpose while continuing to deteriorate and become an eyesore. Russell said the Bay City Community Development Corporation took it upon themselves to find a local investor to get the building repaired and back on the tax rolls. And that's where entrepreneur Ryan Leisner and his partners came in. Leisner said the plan is to work with the city to restore the theater to its former glory. Leisner's proposal says, quote, "We envision transforming the building at 2231 Avenue F into a vibrant, mixed-use development. The plan includes second-level apartment units, offering modern living spaces within the city's heart, and commercial rentals on the first floor to simulate economic activity and growth." end quote. Leiser's plans include distinct phases from beginning to end and estimates the time to complete all those phases about a year and 6 months, with an investment of around $3.2 million. The 11 phases involve new roofing, demolition, remodeling, painting, installation of an awning, updates to electrical and plumbing work, and extensive work to the interior's frame.
And that's going to do it for your KLPRadio.com news break for April 17th. I'm Russell Hill from the KLP News Desk. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock.